Hi, everyone. It's monthly update time again. I know you just love these so much. I was thinking actually of doing an April Fool's Day joke where I was going to say that I'm no longer going to do these monthly updates because they're just so terrible, but you seem to enjoy them so much that I didn't want to prank you with that. And now that I'm doing these, I thought, oh, I need like a theme song for this monthly update, and all sorts of just horrible singing and horrible themes ran through my mind. I do actually have like a theme music that I use for the YouTube and the podcast stuff. They're all the same audios, nothing that you haven't heard on Patreon or Subscribestar. But they do have intro music and, you know, just a plug in there so that no one kind of downloads them and places them on other sites that I don't want them. So there is a theme music, and I wish that they had better options for theme music for something sexy. Like, it's hard to find a sexy song that I technically would be allowed to use over and over again that's not copyright or able to find. So maybe I'll put a little snippet of it here so you can hear what it sounds like for those of you who haven't heard it. It's sexy-ish, but it also reminds me like of a old-timey film noir, or whatever you call those, like detective movies where there's the guy behind the desk smoking the cigar saying, "What do you need, toots?" So, okay, I'm off the rails already and I haven't even started this update. I don't know what's happening. Okay, let me focus. Here's a little sample of my theme music with one of my intros so you can hear what I mean. This is a Lush and Lace erotic audio for listeners 18 years and older. Find more Lush and Lace erotic content on Patreon or Subscribestar. See what I mean? Doesn't sound like sexy, but also old-timey detective-y. I don't know what the right genre of that is, but you know what I mean. All right, let me try and get this monthly update back on track. March was a great month. Lots of fun and laughter and dirty things, so I have no complaints at all. And April started off great too, getting out a bit more. If I sound a little weird or raspy or sniffly, I think I've got some sort of springtime allergies, because every time I go outside lately, and well, over the past week or two, and then I come back inside, I've got the sniffles and just, you know, always clearing my throat and stuff like that, but feeling perfectly fine otherwise. So that's the price I pay for watching everything get green and beautiful again. And then, you know, I don't mind. I can take a little bit of the sniffles. And there's some other good news, I guess. I seem to have maybe kicked my gum habit. I think over the last month, I've maybe had 3 pieces after that terrible gum buffet incident of last month or the month before. I've really been shying away from that. I just can't live through a night like that again. And I was going to use mints or lifesavers. Remember those like orange or mint lifesavers to kind of curb my need for something in my mouth, my oral fixation. But I'm not really a fan of candy that much. Chocolate, yes. Hell yes. But candy, no. And the popsicles are, you know, not really my thing either. Not until maybe summertime, I guess. Which, I'm off on another tangent, I'm sorry, but it's just a conversation that I was having not too long ago about men eating phallic-shaped things or enjoying phallic-shaped things in public, like a popsicle or an ice cream or a banana, and just having a good laugh at that. And I don't know if this is a true thing, if guys really don't like to eat these things in public, if you're conscious of eating a banana in front of other men. I wonder if that's a meme or if that's a real thing. I have no idea. I haven't asked or canvassed many men on that, so I'd be interested to hear your opinion. As a woman, I don't ever think about it. Like, it never crosses my mind. I guess if someone was watching me eat a banana in public or watching me suck on a popsicle or something, then I'd be like, okay, this is a little sexual. But it never really crosses my mind, and I don't care. I don't think twice about it. I'd do that anyways, but I just, it's a funny thing thinking about being a guy and doing that. So it's curious. That's where my mind goes. Anyways, I was back to my oral fixation, so I'm not enjoying the candy very much or anything like that, but I have found that having a cup of coffee, like in one of those thermal type mugs around, maybe sometimes with a different flavor in my coffee, that's something I can slow sip on for a long time as long as it stays warm and full of cream. No. I'm sorry, I have to go there, but I don't have cream in my coffee, actually. But no, just something warm in my mouth, it's helping. But on the other hand, it might be one of the reasons why I'm up until like 2, 3, 4 in the morning, because decaf is for quitters, and I'm never putting decaf in my mouth. Seriously, I don't like decaf. It's pointless. So it's just like this vicious cycle of damned if I do, damned if I don't, find something better to put in my mouth, but now I'm just up even later. Hopefully one of these days my schedule will get back on track. Not that it really matters that much these days, because we're going back into lockdown here again, so schedules really mean nothing. And I have been asked from quite a number of you if I've had my vaccine or when I'll get my vaccine. I can't even tell you. No, I haven't had it yet. And if this was as recent as, you know, yesterday or the day before, I would be telling you that it's probably going to be a long time before I get my vaccine, because they were going by age groups, and then they were going to skip some age groups and go down to the teen groups. And every day it changes, but it seems now to be more populated areas that they're going to be targeting. And who knows? I might get it in the next couple of weeks. I might get it in the next couple of months, but hopefully soon. Not that I'm looking forward to that. I'm just eager for things to kind of slowly return to some semblance of normal life again. And back to the staying up late theme, it does tend to lead me to some impulses that I might not have had otherwise. For example, I've been peeking in to some of the Discord JOI rooms a lot more last month than usual. And those are the servers in Discord where men, usually men anyways, go to fap, and I can listen to the man sounds that I love so much. And okay, I'm going to get sidetracked here just for a second, but it's the word fap and the term fapping. I'm not sure if that's just for men. Like, is that exclusive to mean male masturbation? I've always just assumed it was just masturbation in general. It was synonymous with that. But I guess last month, or maybe the month before, I realized that I have a lot of posts that have the tag of fapping in them, but I just meant masturbation, but not necessarily, you know, it might have just been me having fun or me doing a toy review and I'd put fapping, and I don't know, is it only for men? I seem to recall looking it up, but it wasn't very definitive. Like, it kind of led me to believe that this is only a male thing and you have to use a different term for when I do it. I don't know. Maybe if some of you know, you can let me know. And if you see the tag of fapping on some of my posts, then you know what I mean or what I meant to mean. And I'll avoid that in the future till I figure it out. Anyway, I was talking about late night impulses. And one night recently, I was chatting with a few people in another server about the Womanizer. That's the toy that I have that suction cups onto my clit and then sucks it like a vacuum and makes me come really, really, really hard. It's like my favorite toy, the same one that I flooded out and broke. Well, not broke. I mean, it works, but it sounds like a chainsaw. Anyway, we got to talking about the things that I like better about the original Womanizer versus the updated replacement one that I was given that I still really like, but has some different qualities that I don't love. And then I got the impulse to see if there's any way to find the original somehow. Like maybe they still make it or they've brought it back or just some people have it and never opened it. Why you would do such a thing with such a wonderful toy, I have no idea. But in my surfing around, I noticed that there's a new Womanizer. It's kind of a hybrid between the two. Maybe best of both worlds. Who knows? So, yeah, you guessed it. I impulse purchased that thing so fast. It was crazy. I didn't even blink. I was just like, yep, add to cart, sign out, here we go. Let's go. How fast can we get it? And I think it came in the mail. It probably came in a couple of days ago. I'm pretty sure that's what's in the package, but I kind of just threw it under my bed, still in the package, not wanting to open it up and have to sneak it down to my naughty room and then figure out if that's what it is. So, needless to say, I will tell you more about that new toy when I put it to good use at some time soon, hopefully very soon. I might even do a live review of it on Discord or maybe just record the comparison. I'm not sure yet because I also wanted to do a live JOI session on Discord based on last month's JOI poll results. So maybe I'll do the JOI for everyone and the toy review just for Patreons or Subscribestar subscribers. It's just the timing of stuff on Discord really sucks for everyone, like just the lives and the time zones and all of that. So let me think on it. But the JOI thing, the reason that I put out that survey, and sorry, JOI is jerk off instructions for those of you who may not know that. The reason I did that survey is because I often get a lot of people requesting JOI themed audios or for the, you know, phone chats that I do. Some people just want me to kind of walk through a JOI type of chat, which is fine. It's hot. All of that is hot. But I never know what the definition is of a JOI to people. Like, for me, I'm just assuming I'm telling you how to stroke, like faster, slower, tighter, you know, asking you to come type of stuff. But I often tend to picture myself there watching you do it, almost teasing you, enticing you, showing you parts of me or doing it along with you. And I don't know if that's supposed to be the intent of all JOIs or are you just supposed to be listening to a voice telling you what to do that's not really there? Do you want to be denied? Do you want to be told to stop? Do you want to be counted down to coming? All of this stuff pretty much that was in the survey. And that's the reason for the survey, because when I do it, I want to make sure that I'm hitting the mark or, you know, giving you what you want so I can get what I want, which is for you to come, of course. So the survey really helped with that. I pretty much got the answers I expected. Not like I've ever gotten any complaints with the JOI fund that I do. I just wanted to make sure that I was on the right track. And the only thing, I guess, that was surprising out of the survey is that a good portion of people did actually want to be told to stop stroking, take their hand off their cock at some point during the JOI, which I wasn't sure if that was a thing that people would actually enjoy. And then, of course, because I am up so late these days and peeking into some of those JOI FAP rooms, I may or may not have been practicing my JOI FAP instruction techniques, watching and listening to some guys do as I say, in preparation for my own Discord session. You know, just being my regular, dirty, naughty self and enjoying men playing with their cocks. It's been a really fun month. Did I mention that I had a really fun month so far in March and all of that? Now you know why. I don't know. I've just been feeling extra naughty lately. And you know that extra naughty often these days seems to come with hijinks for me. I really wish it didn't. And I'm hoping that this next tale that I'm going to tell you is the last of my sexual hijinks for a while, and that all my future fun is just sultry, sexy, sensuous orgasms, especially since I've got my new Womanizer to play with soon. Okay, so that brings me to this story, which I have been given permission to share, by the way. I was recently enjoying some cock sucking, which is one of my favorite things. And I got to do that for a while, and then he needed a break, and I thought, wow, this is a perfect time to pull out one of the toys that I purchased for him a while back that have never been put to any use, unfortunately. But I figured now's the time. So I go in my little mini naughty box and I look at what I have, and I don't need the Astroglide because I'm making my own lube by sucking his cock. Which reminds me, Astroglide is now available in my drugstore. I saw it the other day. It surprised me. Okay, back to the story. Sorry, I won't lose focus. The other toy that I bought was one of those, very basic fleshlight sort of cock sleeve type things. And that wasn't going to go over well. I knew that already. So I also had the cock rings. And I thought, this is perfect. Because as far as I know, you put the cock ring on the base of your cock and it even keeps you harder and your erection can last longer and I can go back to having some more fun with this cock that I was playing with. And I just to preface, I have used a cock ring on someone once in the past, but I didn't know much about them either, so we used a lot of lube, and that's not a good idea with a cock ring because it just kept slipping off and flying off. So I knew enough that I wasn't going to bring out the lube to use with this cock ring. But I obviously didn't think this all the way through. So I have this cock ring, and it's very rubbery. It's just like a little rubber ring. And so I stretch it out, and I start to place it over the head of his cock, and I start, holding the head in one hand and rolling the ring down towards the base of his cock with the other. And it didn't really cross my mind that when I was sucking his cock that, there was hair there. I mean, you got hair there. It doesn't bother me. I don't notice. I don't care. It didn't faze me at all. And as you can imagine where this story is going already, can't you? So I started rolling this cock ring down his cock and I hear him say, "Ow, there's hair there." But I guess it didn't really register to me that this is a bad thing because I thought, just keep rolling it down even quicker and just get it to the base and get it over with. I don't know. I wasn't really thinking. It didn't really register that if I kept rolling, that would make it probably a million times worse because just more hair would end up caught in that terrible rubber ring that I rolling down his cock. So I keep rolling it down and he's like, "Ow, there's hair there. Ow, ow, fuck it." And by that time I realize this is a point of no return. I've gone too far. I can't help him anymore. It's just a nightmare. It's not like a band-aid. I can't roll it back up without doing more damage. I can't roll it back down. I'm out. I mean, really, what could I do? And I don't know why, but I just went into a fit of laughter. I was uncontrollably laughing till I was crying, and he's just there beside me in the bed trying to gingerly take this thing off of his cock. It's now pretty stuck on there, and I wasn't even really paying attention. Tears were flowing down my face and I was laughing and apologizing at the same time. And I mean, it didn't take him long, at 20 seconds or something to get it off. And then, of course, he was laughing with me how I just sort of left him to his own devices to remove it. But I don't know, what choice did I have at that point? I couldn't help him. And yeah, so that kind of put a damper on the cock ring usage. I doubt that he's ever going to let me put a cock ring near him again. There's got to be some super baby smooth grooming done for me to attempt that with any success in the future. Needless to say, I did help soothe things over with the gifts that I have for his cock. I didn't get any sort of grand finale that I was hoping for, but it all works out in the end. Just another terrible set of hijinks for the lovely Lacey this month. Like I say, I hope they're all over. That was a funny one. I mean, I've got a few funny, sexy stories, and I'm glad that he thought it was funny. Hopefully, I'm sure all of you were wincing and crossing your legs hearing that story, but hopefully you would have thought it was funny and not mean of me to just leave you there. There's really nothing I could have done. Either which way, I was damned if I did, damned if I don't. I would have made it worse. So all is good. He survived, and I learned a valuable lesson about playing with toys near cocks. Rubber toys, that is. So what else can I tell you? I'm still listening to my nighttime podcasts to get me to go to sleep because I'm drinking all of that coffee now at night. It's not a lot of coffee. It's just a cup that I bring down with me. And it has to be a pretty cup too, mind you. Like I have a pretty pink insulated cup, a couple purple ones, and an orange one. That's one of my weird girly type quirks. It's a thing. I have to, even if it's just my regular coffee and not the one that I'm bringing down here, it has to be in a nice cup. And not a dainty china mug or anything. It's hard to explain. Maybe if I find a picture of one, I'll add it to this post. And on the same note, I'm getting sidetracked with my conversations, but whatever. I was having a chat with someone for, it was outside of this world of erotic audio. No, not a listener, no one who would know who I am in this form and format. And it did happen to turn sort of flirty sexual for whatever reason. And it was a man. And he mentioned how I was not the norm. I guess, by the way, I was just talking so frankly. And it's probably because I do this and I'm used to talking frankly to you guys and in what I do every day. So saying something like, I like to come by myself, I like toys, I like sex and orgasm. That, to me, that's not a big deal. I would say that out loud to someone if the conversation went that way, pretty much to anyone. So the conversation, which was relatively intellectual and mundane, kind of took this more sexual, teasing, flirty vibe to it. All because I don't seem to be the average. And I thought about that for a while after I had that conversation, and it was fun. I enjoyed it. It was who I am, and it made me think of who I am outside of this world and how it's a blurred line sometimes. But it also made me ponder if I really am different from most women, because I never really think that. I think, I think all women are pretty dirty. I know some women aren't. I talk to you guys and I know some, wives, girlfriends, ex, whatever, don't like all the things that I like or wouldn't necessarily be doing what I do. But for the most part, I think I'm very, very normal, very average woman and not overly sexual. And I guess I might be wrong. I have girlfriends, and when I think about my friends, they're one extreme or the other. I have a handful, not many, that I could joke around about sexual things with, and they would be close to the same wavelength that I am. But then there is another handful that they don't like sex at all, and I'm kind of coaching them to, what are you talking about? Why don't you just do this? At least you could give him this, and stuff like that. And I realized that, yeah, I guess there are the extremes. And for you guys, as guys, it must be hard to tell which is which when you look at us. I'm sure in public, I guess it depends on what I'm wearing. If I've got like my low-cut top with my tits out, you might probably get a clue. And, smiling and flirting and laughing. But if I'm just running out to do errands in my yoga pants and running shoes and my hair in a ponytail and my mask on with no lip gloss or anything, then I have my earrings on, though. I always have my earrings on. Then you'd never know. I'm just a nice, smiley, fun lady. You probably wouldn't guess that this was me, unless I opened my mouth and said something dirty. It was just interesting because I never really noticed that my worlds kind of collide. I'm usually either dirty or not dirty at a certain point in time. I don't kind of shock the normal person with how dirty I am. And it just ended up being a really free conversation. And I guess I lost myself for a minute and I just started talking as I would normally with you guys and talk here. And yeah, so it was an interesting eye opener, I guess. I never really think about sexually how I compare to other women. I don't really care too much, but when I did stop to think about it, I thought maybe I am a little not the norm, and that's a fun thing to be too. I can't remember how I got on this topic. What was it? Oh well. I think. Oh, okay. I was my nighttime going to bed and coffee cup. Okay. I know how I drifted. I drifted off on a tangent, but yes, I am still listening to my relaxing meditation podcast, but I also did find a new podcast this month that I'm listening to. And again, I listen while I'm cooking or working out or cleaning or whatever. And it's called Taste Buds. And it's one of the guys from the Impractical Jokers TV show. Not sure if any of you guys have seen that, but on the podcast, they debate food, like what's better, pancakes or waffles, soup or salad, that kind of thing. Kind of like our channel on Discord that's this or that, where we have to choose one or the other. And I was thinking something like that, but like a sex debate where you have to choose, I don't know, which position is better, or which toy is better, or kissing versus cuddling, or stockings versus heels, or I don't know, ass versus tits, something like that would just be a really fun debate where you really have to make your argument and then see if people agree with you. I would love to do something like that. I just don't know who I'd debate with and how we'd be able to do it, but hopefully figure out how to put it into place sometime in the future. And on the same note, I have all sorts of things in my head for this month. I shared a couple of them with you before the end of the month, which I'll try and do in future months so that you know what's coming ahead for the new month before it starts. I'm going to continue doing a couple more letters to Lacey this month. For that tier, I also really enjoyed the mashup that we did last month with the two characters, Mr. Davidson and the little football bus fuck toy slut from that audio. I'm still kind of trying to work things out for that new tier. This month I have something again new to try. I'll probably try that one more thing and then we'll go and take a look at everything that we've done so far for that tier and see what you like most. Maybe we'll continue on just the way we are, rotating with new, fun, different things every month, or just finally settle on a couple things that you really enjoy that you want me to just focus on month over month. But this month, I wanted for that tier to do something like a King of the Hill or Queen of the Hill game with some of the naughty pictures in Discord. I'll just briefly describe because I know, a lot of you aren't in that tier. But basically, there's a Patreon Subscribestar space in Discord for dirty pictures. And what I wanted to do was just pick a random day from last month or this month and start with the first picture posted on that day and then maybe go through the next 10 or 15, depending on how long they take. And then look at the first picture and say what's hot about it, what I like about it, and then go to the next picture and see, is that picture hotter than the first? Does that take over King of the Hill or Queen of the Hill based on the last picture that we looked at? And then keep going through them all until we find whichever picture is the one that's, the hottest out of the ones that we end up looking at. And then I'll focus on that one and talk about what I love about it, what's hot about it, and maybe the story behind what I think is happening in that dirty picture. A little similar to maybe the overall Discord pick of the month, but with a bit of a spin on it and not necessarily a whole story audio. And now that I think about it, damn, that's a lot of live Discord stuff that I want to get done this month. So I better get my sexy ass in gear. I also promised that I'd do a swim coach cuckold story and a dirty story, maybe even a series about a woman who will die without a lot of cum. I already posted the fucking daddy in the furniture store one, which I really enjoyed doing, and the limited word challenge recently, which was, what was it? Come for me. I was just so surprised that I hadn't just done that simple one, come for me, already. And, you know, so much more this month. I have a Nurse Candy one I wanted to slip in, and probably some anal, because I really, really want some anal. Craving some anal. Okay, I'll stop. Did I mention that I wanted some anal? Yeah, I want that. That's about it for me this month, I think, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for supporting me and what I do. I always enjoy it. I sometimes wonder to myself when I'll ever get tired of this, and I can't imagine getting tired of doing this anytime soon. I'll probably be 80 with my cane still testing out toys. I don't know. But all I know is you help me get to do what I love and spread joy and dopamine and cum every month. So thank you for that. I love you all so fucking much. Bye for now, everyone. Lacey.